Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Chuck Losey. It's February 2nd, Groundhog's Day. I'm sorry to say that today was another one of those days where I got to this microphone as I heard the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I hate cutting it this close. I tell you, it's all about planning. You know, and it's all about how we structure our day. It's not like this is a surprise. I knew this morning I was doing this program. Excuse me again. So it's not, this is nothing, nothing new. So I've got to just make sure that I get everything, the microphone, the computer, everything I need to run this show. It's really incumbent upon me to make sure that I get here in a timely manner. And that way I don't feel like I'm being rushed. And, you know, some people, they say, well, I perform better when I'm under stress. No, I don't think we do. I think we perform best when we are excited about what we're doing, when we're doing it with passion and motivation in our heart, as opposed to stress, because then you make mistakes and you don't really have time to plan properly. And if there's a problem, excuse me, yeah, you can, quote, wing it, but you don't, or you shouldn't. And it's no different than if you were getting ready to go on a little trip somewhere. You know, you would make sure the car was gassed up and air in the tires, etc. Well, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about what the H were you thinking. And if you haven't figured out by now, my last 4 or 5 episodes have all been about the words that we think. Because as we think, so goes our behavior. And we will be judged by the fruits we bear based on our behavior. And if you're doing things and you're not quite getting the results that you want, you need to modify your behavior. Last week I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about this issue of focusing on your positives versus focusing on your negatives. And the comment I made was, let's look at let's take a sports analogy and then let's use a music analogy. If you're a golfer, for example, and you have the ability to hit that golf ball, 400 yards, that's considered good. And if you're out golfing and you're hitting the ball 400 yards and you're getting on in 1, but then you're 9-putting and you're getting a 10, okay, would you say, well, I'm not going to worry about my weak spots, I'm going to focus on what I'm good at, which is driving, of course. But, you know, the game of golf, just like the game of life, consists of many different pieces and many different parts. And to be successful, not that you need to be a master of all of them, but you should be proficient in many of them, whether it's speaking and smiling and being respectful and interpersonal relationships and just anything that you're doing that really makes up your life. There's things you need to focus on and pay attention to. Now let's go back to the music analogy. Let's say, for example, you are a guitar player, or you are play the piano, and your right hand is doing the strumming, or it's on the keyboard, and your left hand is doing okay, but you're having trouble with, say, your ring finger as far as making contacts. There's a little bit of stiffness, or there's an issue there, or there's something going on with that ring finger that whenever it comes to a note, your ring finger just isn't performing properly. So again, whether it's the keyboard on the piano, or whether it's the what do they call them, the bridges on the guitar, anything that you're doing that involves the ring finger, okay, it's not working out. So what ends up happening is, even though every other aspect of your musical ability might be really good, the fact that one thing is not working out limits your success, limits your capability, and provides for less than you could be. So here again, now, we never say focus on your negatives. That's not the point of that. But focus on areas of your life that you can improve. So if you're 99% proficient in one aspect and only 30% proficient in another, wouldn't you have more opportunity to gain true growth going from, say, 30 to 50 or 30 to 70% proficiency, as opposed to going from 98% to 99%. Sure. So you want to be well-rounded. You want to be good at what you do. And that's where you need to begin to focus as far as making those changes. Okay, what the H were you thinking? You know, as we go through life, we create situations for ourselves. Many times they're horrible. Many times we have horrendous situations that we develop, and we don't like them. But yet we still develop them. And sometimes we try to hide from those situations. We hide our ego. We will avoid people that maybe we know that, you know, we've been less than we could be in their presence. So I think it's important to understand that when you're thinking about things, keep the H words in the forefront. And there's a few key H words that we all really need to carry in our heart and to harbor these words in the most positive manner that we can. You know, I can't say enough about honesty. And the first person you need to be honest with, of course, is yourself. Because if you cannot be honest with yourself, you'll never be honest with anybody else. And I know that that sounds too easy, but so many times take our own being for granted. You know, we may be perfectly, you know, we go out into the community, we may be, when we meet people, we may be perfectly honest with them, but we're not being honest with ourselves, which means we're being incongruent, inconsistent. And you need to work on that, or I need to work on that, because you absolutely need to be honest with yourself. You spend 24/7 with yourself. Even when you're sleeping, your brain is still working. So just be honest with yourself. And what you'll find is that as you begin to review and analyze your thoughts and your behavior and the results that you've gotten in life, if you're honest with yourself, you'll recognize that it's really because of decisions I've made, good and bad. And it's because of actions I've taken, aggressive and passive. It's because of the relationships that I've built, good relationships and poor relationships. So if you're honest with yourself, you'll find it to be a rather humbling experience. Because now, for the first time, you begin to realize that I really am the one in control. This really is a result of things I've done. And recognize that and go forward with that. And there's no criticism. You know, we're not gonna beat you up because you feel this way about yourself. But just recognize that clearly the thoughts that you harbor deep in your heart is the behavior that you exhibit. And this behavior that you exhibit is how you are identified. So take that with a certain degree of humility and understand that whatever thoughts you're having, whatever the H you're thinking about, you can change those thoughts, change those behaviors, change that destiny. So we talked about honesty. Let's talk about another H word, hope. Hope, hopefulness. What does all that mean? I hope this happens. I hope this works out. I hope this, I hope that. Is that a good word? Hope? It's not necessarily an action word, is it? Doesn't sound very confident, does it? Man, I hope this radio show goes great tonight. You know, hope is good, because without hope, people perish. And what hope is hope is a positive expectation of something happening. Let me repeat that, because I think it bears witness to hear it again. Hope is a positive expectation for something to happen. So I think it is absolutely helpful to be hopeful. And when you're hopeful about something, what that really means is you have a goal. You have a purpose. You have something that you're expecting to come out of this activity or this endeavor. You know, when Moses, when they spent 40 years in the desert, they were hoping to find the promised land. Was it just around the corner? Would they go to the next ridge and there it would be? They were hopeful. They had a goal. They had a purpose. So whatever your hopes and desires are, put them in the perspective of this is what I want. This is my goal. These are the results I'm seeking from this behavior. And then set about to pursue that. And if you find that for whatever reason, the activity you did not get you the results you wanted, it doesn't mean that your results are bad. It means that your execution of the activity was flawed. And the execution of the activity that was flawed could have been as simple as, I didn't think it through. The task was bigger than I thought. I don't really have the skills that I need. Where do I get the skills? And from there, you can begin again. Keep going at it. Keep trying. I think the analogy I used a couple weeks ago was the bow and arrow. And if you have 10 targets and you have a bow and arrow, you can only hit one target at a time. And if you pull back that bow and you let it fly and it falls 10 feet short, guess what? You got to move 10 feet closer to the target, or you got to build some additional strength in your arm to stretch that bow even further, or the bow yourself is not calibrated properly. So something is going on. Your objective of hitting the target is fine. The execution is what's flawed. So when you find yourself in those situations, understand that it's not you. It's the execution of it. It's not the goal. It's not the results. It's the execution of that that really needs. That really needs to be properly thought out and properly executed, because the results are the results. You always get results. I don't care what you're doing. Okay, you got to put your heart into it. Okay, another H word. What the H were you thinking? You got to put your heart into it. You see, a lot of people spend a lot of time trying to figure out, where's my passion? What's my passion? I'm not pursuing my passion. I've got to sit here and pursue my passion. And we've talked about this before, that like with motivation versus inspiration, you know, motivation is something that's external because you're not doing what you think you need to do or want to do. Inspiration is clearly internal. So the question then becomes, how do I find my passion? And I think the thing you have to do is begin to write down things you really, really want to do with your life. Not just two or three things. Write down 100 things, 50 things, 60 things, 80 things. And then as you go through that list, you'll see there's a lot of things on there that are probably pretty cool for you, whether it's learning a language or playing a guitar or piano, or whether it's traveling, or whether it's having a garden, or whether it's painting, or whether it's doing a radio show. Just whatever it is, write it down. And don't be embarrassed, because you're not going to show anybody. And look at it every day. You know, nobody in life writes down a goal in life to be an underachiever, never do anything, to be fat, lazy, and fail. Nobody writes those things down. But that happens to people. It's not that they're bad people. They're not. It's just that they don't really take the time, put some structure. They don't put their heart into it as to who they are and what they're trying to do. I wish it was more complicated than that. Then we'd have a better excuse for underachieving, but we don't. Because in our heart, we know what we need to do. We have just compromised our values, compromised our determination, become complacent, make excuses. Greatness and riches are for the other people, not for little old me. And we live with that identity on and on and on. It's very unfortunate, but it's the truth. And again, back to the honesty. If you're honest with yourself, you'll recognize that. Another H word, which I think is really important to everything that you do, and that is health. H-E-A-L-T-H, health. You have to have healthy thoughts and healthy behavior. You have to have healthy activity. And you have to eat healthy foods and consume healthy beverages. Now, anybody who's met me and have seen me, I'm not the paragon of virtue when it comes to healthy habits and heating. I've struggled with that. I just wrote an essay the other day about the false prophets in my life. And the false prophets are simply this. These are groups or people or identities or entities or organizations or governments that have led me astray. Now, I willingly went astray. I mean, I'm culpable. But I listened to their prophecies about losing weight, finances, interpersonal relationships, health issues. And what I find is that anything in my life that's not working out is because I've allowed myself mentally to hone in on those thoughts that they've told me that this is the proper behavior. This is the way to be. If you be like this, you'll be liked. You'll be successful. And what happens to us, unfortunately, is we as individuals grab on to this behavior and we do it, and then we look at our life at some point and say, man, this just ain't working out. It must be me. Because clearly, when the person next door, the teacher, the preacher, the government agency, the TV commercial, the beer company, the diet pill company, the whatever it is out there, you know, my neighbor, my mom, like whatever it is telling me these things, we believe these things because we think they know. We lack the confidence in ourselves to differentiate the hype from the holiness. Okay? Now, I don't mean holiness in the sense of religious or spiritualness, but I mean the holiness as far as what's right for us. You know thyself, that old expression, you've all heard it 10 zillion times. Well, this is what we're talking about. Know yourself. What is healthy for you? You know, some people can eat chocolate all day long. Okay? And some people, as soon as they eat it, man, from their lips to their hips. Okay, some people can drink, beer and wine and alcohol their entire life and never really have an issue. And other people, you know, they drink for a little bit, next thing you know, they're an alcoholic. You know yourself. Recognize when your body is changing, or recognize when you're doing things and you're having some sort of issue with that thing. So all these things, I think back in the 19, I don't know when this was, before my time, in the 40s and 50s, there was actually commercials about smoking. How it was refreshing, and it was socially acceptable, and it made you more virile looking, and the doctors touted some of the health benefits, on and on it went. Okay, that's the hype. Those are the false prophets. And the same thing with weight loss. You take this pill, you eat this drink, you buy this food, they ship it to your house, okay, and you too will lose weight and, you know, be sexy and everything else, right? Those are false prophets. That's not a healthy lifestyle. Find out what's right for you. Because there's really only one way to lose weight, and that's to limit your calories and increase your activity. A lot of those foods, they limit your calories and they boost your metabolism, maybe with something artificially like caffeine and some other stuff. Now, I'm not going to name names because they probably sue me or something like that. But in your heart, you know what I'm talking about is correct. Find the harmony in your life. Find the harmony in your life. The balance. I was reading a thing the other day by Buddha, and it went on about how have a mind like water. Have a mind like water. And I asked somebody what that meant to them, and their answer was, oh, well, it means to be fluid. Okay? It means to be fluid. You know, like a creek. You know, you flow, you go with the flow. It's like, well, why does water go with the flow? I mean, if there's a creek or a river, why is water moving through that channel? Because of gravity. Gravity is pulling it somewhere else. Okay, and it's a downhill slope, and water is just responding to the gravity. So what a mind like water means is to be calm. If you take a flat surface and you pour water on it, the water will just sit there. It won't move. It'll just sit there. It'll be perfectly still. If you have a puddle in your yard, it'll be perfectly still. It'll just lay there until it either evaporates or absorbs into the soil. You see, water, to have a mind like water means to be calm. And when things happen around you, then that's when the water maybe gets stirred a little bit or has some ripples in it. You know, if you took a locomotive and dumped it in the ocean, the water would first react to this happening by parting and ripples and waves and all kinds of stuff. But then shortly after it happened, the water would return back to calmness. Now, if there's wind and stuff out there, sure, the wind affects the water. So you take the ocean's a good example, or lake. Probably an ocean's better because the ocean is as low as you're going to get. Okay, and you have streams in the ocean, but those are caused by thermal variations in the water. Cold water pushing against warmer water, except for the tropics pushing against the Arctics. I mean, you know, and that is why water moves around in the ocean. But if there's no wind and there's no real temperature variations in a given area, that water can just be stagnant, can be still. And it'll stay that way until wind or thermal effects or something happens to it. So in your mind, find harmony. Where's the balance? Where's the calmness? You know, where's the yin and the yang? Things coming in, things going out. There's going to be a harmony in your life. Find it and create it. I think the last H I'm going to talk to here in the last 5 or 6 minutes is a quote by Abraham Lincoln. And what he said is, when it comes to happiness, people are about as happy as they choose to be. People are about as happy as they choose to be. And I believe that to be the case. Because, you know, we've all sort of met people. It's like, well, what do they got to be upset about? Or what do they got to be grumpy about? Okay, and we've seen situations where, you know, we've really met people that were destitute or poor or just disabled somehow. And it's the old there, but for the grace of God, go I. It's humility and it's happiness at the same time. Not happy that these people have these issues, but it's recognizing in your heart that I'm happy with my life. I need to find more harmony. Yes, I need to have more health. Yes, I need to have more hopefulness. Yes, I need to honor my thoughts. All these things we need to do, but that doesn't mean you can't be happy. You know, I was trying to think of some story that you're gonna be happy no matter what. Okay. Oh, okay. and that's somebody trying to impose happiness on you from the outside. And we've all again heard stories about people who were successful people. Like Robin Williams, for example, comes to mind here. A very guy, he made a great living, presumably, of making people laugh. And when people laugh, they are happy. Not just for the moment, but maybe for the lifetime. But here's a guy who was I don't even know where to begin with Robin Williams. The guy, he made so many people laugh, and he was such a gifted talent, but in his heart, he was tortured. I realize he had some health issues that were, you know, affecting his thoughts. But again, that's back to the being hopeful and the humility and the harmony, because we all have had situations that sometimes we can't control what happens to us, or sometimes, you know, we will have a health issue. Look at Muhammad Ali. You know, the guy's struggling with Parkinson's disease, and he has been for a long time. And when you think about what a gifted athlete he was and what he's dealing with now, and like he said, it's the best thing that ever happened to him, because he learned the value of humility, because he went from, you know, that he was the greatest to a man who's broken with Parkinson's. But I think he still is a gifted man, and he still is very courageous, and he still picks and chooses when he could send out a valuable message. And he's not that old when you think about it. I think he's only about 73 or 74 years old. So he's got a few more years to be with us to teach us more about happiness, harmony, humility. Next week, we're going to talk about some of my favorite words in the I category. And not the I like your eyeball, but an I like with the letter I. And some of these are the most ingenious words you're ever going to hear. Some of these words will just ignite your intuition. These words will lead you where you want to be or where you want to go in your life. And I just can't say enough about structuring all these words, all these things we've been going over for the last couple of weeks. You know, all the good things, whether it's attitude or aptitude or adventure that you're seeking in your life, or being audacious, or whether you're being bold or brave, or practicing being brilliant, or having balance in your life, or whether you're coming from a place of clarity and you're accepting challenges, and you're just trying to get connected and being conscientious about what you're doing, or whether you're actually daring or decisive, or you know, you have a desire, a determination with the inner discipline and drive to really achieve your objectives, or just, you know, about your education or your effectiveness or efficiency, or just the endurance and energy that you bring, and if nothing else, the enthusiasm for your life that perhaps you throw out there and let other people pick up on, not to mention your veracity and your faith and your focus and your fortitude. These are all key words that you need to run through your mind over and over and over again in order to begin to really make those changes in your life, changes that will not only benefit yourself, but benefit everyone around you. One last H I want to talk about, and that is, that's a plug. There's a commercial coming here, folks, so get ready. I finished my fourth book recently. It's called The Amazing Huff. Huff is H-U-F-S, The Amazing Huff. And it's about a guy named Brad Huff, who lives in a secluded mansion in the Rocky Mountains, in the northern Rocky Mountains. And Huff has some very unique passions and some very unique capabilities. And he brings those to the table, much to the pleasure of lots of people in his life. But Huff also has some deep secrets, secrets that are so deep in his psyche that he dare not speak to anyone about them. But there are a few people that actually figure out that Huff is harboring some secrets. And when they discover those secrets, well, all H breaks loose. Hey, I'm Chuck Losey. Tune in next week. I appreciate everyone for listening in tonight. It seems like my viewership or listenership is growing. And if I can be of any assistance, feel free to call in. Have a good evening.